This tiny picture shows how Salvador Dali made very skilled use of traditional artists' materials, such as oil paint and resin, in this case on a smooth wooden panel. Tate conservator, Patricia Smithen.
Dali thought he was a wonderful painter. He thought he was probably the best painter of his generation, and he wanted paintings that would survive the test of time. He really wanted the world to benefit. And in some sense, he actually deserves his self-congratulations. He was a wonderful technician, beautifully applied paint, really gorgeous. What he's done on this little painting is really typical of his work. And he did a whole series of these small panels. This one is on a mahogany panel, which was machined very smooth and flat. And then he applied the background paint. Essentially, what he's doing is creating a setting to place his figures in. And what he wanted was a very, very smooth finish. He said that you could not have a fine enough finish for these background surfaces, for the underpainting, as he called it. So once Dali set the stage by creating this background, this lovely beach scene at Rosas, what he does then is he lays in the figures. And in this case, we sort of have these four elements, and they're painted in different ways almost. We've got the figure group of the three erotic ballerinas in the front left corner. The source image for these is probably a postcard. The postcard's been lost, but Dali actually had a collection of postcards, and there are very similar images throughout this collection. And in this case, we think he's actually directly transferred the image from the postcard to the surface of the painting. When you look at the image under magnification, you can actually see the underdrawing. It's very granular, and you can see the outlines of these images, and they're very specific. Not only does he do the outlines of the dancers, a lot of the detail in the skirts is all outlined, very specific, and obviously directly from a source. This is in real contrast to what's happening with the other figures. There's the figure in the center of the painting, which is supposed to be his cousin Carolinetta, and there's no underdrawing at all on this figure. For me, I think the difference is because the dancers are from a direct source, whereas the figure of his cousin is from his imagination. And what he's done is taken a very, very liquid paint with a very fine brush and laid the paint down directly onto the surface. And in this sense, he is a wonderful painter. There is no margin for error when he lays down paint in this way, and he has made no errors at all. There's not a single correction in any of the images on this painting. He knows exactly what he's going to do. He does it with great confidence, and he lays down this lovely liquid paint that just flows onto the surface and creates this perfect figure. One of the ways he's able to achieve this flow of paint is he uses a linseed oil paint that's mixed with a resin. Now, resin is a material, a natural material that exudes from trees, and examples of it would be copal or mastic or damar. Dali tended to use mostly mastic, but he was also a huge fan of amber. This painting is in such perfect condition that we are unable to take any samples to confirm exactly what he used in this painting, but I suspect it is an amber resin that he's used to mix in with his paint to create this very smooth flowing material that could just be laid down with a wisp of a brush hair.